NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Garagio. The U.S. is implementing travel restrictions for non-citizens amid the spread of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. Vice President Kamala Harris said the administration is taking this latest development seriously.
As the president has said, we're going to take every precaution, and so that's why we've taken the measures we have.
Starting Monday, travel will be restricted from South Africa and seven other countries due to the heavily mutated strain. This comes just weeks after pandemic-related travel restrictions were lifted for visitors to the U.S. from about 30 countries. Pharmaceutical company Moderna says it's working to develop a booster shot for the new COVID-19 variant. Moderna says it's adapting three strategies to fight it, including a higher dose of the vaccine. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments Monday challenging the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. The case, Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, is a challenge what pro-choice activists have called a blatantly unconstitutional ban. Mississippi's 2018 Gestational Age Act prohibits abortions after 15 weeks, with the exception of rape and incest cases, and has been referred to as a direct attack on Roe v. Wade. Unlike Texas's recently passed tough abortion law, which relies on citizens to enforce it, the Mississippi law would involve the state enforcing it. Congress is facing a government funding deadline when it returns to work next week, Matt Mattinson reports.
The government runs out of money on December 3rd. Another short-term funding extension could happen as Democrats try to get something passed using their small majorities in the House and Senate. Congress is looking at other deadlines, which include raising the nation's debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said last week she believes the debt limit will be reached on December 15th.
And in sports, University of Michigan students and fans are celebrating after the Wolverines snapped their 8-game losing streak against rival Ohio State. Michigan defeated the Buckeyes in Ann Arbor today 42-27, securing head coach Jim Harbaugh's first win over Ohio State. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.